My brothers and sisters, I think a lot of us, like St. Joseph, we have our plans change beyond what we have expected, and change beyond what we hope our life should be. But perhaps this is the nature of life. This is the nature of what the fluxuality that life changes. But yet, in the midst of all the change, in the midst of what we really don't have control over, the question is, will we be like St. Joseph, who trusts in God and continue to seek and to discern what God wants of us, or do we abandon and despair? St. Joseph teaches us, my brothers and sisters, to trust in God. What can St. Joseph teach us today? What can he tell us today? Perhaps the irony is that he tells us nothing, because he spoke no words in the gospel. Yet, St. Joseph teaches us much by his life, by his action, by his faith. My brothers and sisters, faith is not just on us saying that we believe, that we are Christians, that we tithe, that we do this and that, what organization we belong to, what candidate we vote for. Faith is and living with not just words, but with action. And in this time, our actions speak louder than our words. In this time when hysteria is attacking us, when hysteria is taking over us, what does it mean to believe? It means to continue to perhaps be like St. Joseph, speak less and do more. Let our faith be in living with charity. Let our faith be in living with action. Let our faith be centered on Christ. My brothers and sisters, yesterday before I go to sleep, my aunt called me and she let me know that she asked for Mass to be celebrated today on the Solemnity of St. Joseph, which is the patron saint of my paternal grandfather. But because Mass is all canceled at the Diocese of Wichita in Kansas, she was sad that Mass was not being said for him. But she asked me if I could offer Mass for my grandpa today, and it's one of my intentions. My grandpa went through a lot. He lost a lot because of the Vietnam War. Yet, he continued to believe. Perhaps when we lose the things that are dear to us, the things that we built up for our lives, the things that physically, financially, or humanly matter, we begin to turn to God. It's hard. It's humbling. But this is what is important. At this time, more than ever, we need to let our faith speak louder than our words. Our faith speak louder in action, in charity, more than the hysteria, more than the fear, more than the anxiety, more than the frustration, more than the anger, more than any human sentiments that are there. My brothers and sisters, Jesus loved St. Joseph, even though St. Joseph spoke nothing, because he found in St. Joseph a foster father who truly cared for him, and what the chaste spouse of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. St. Joseph spoke no words, but his life impacted the Savior of the world. We too don't have to speak much in order for our faith, for our life to impact this world. More than ever, let our prayer without words come to God, genuine from the heart, so we can truly love God and give ourselves to him completely. May St. Joseph intercede for us. May we follow his example in being faithful, in following, persevering, and overcoming everything with the grace that is found in God alone. God bless you.